Hello and welcome to the ISIS Pep Talk podcast, where we discuss the latest polyethylene and polypropylene talk. I'm Helena Strathern, and with me today is Jo Pitches, our African Polymers editor. She's going to tell us more about why the South African PE and PP markets are having a particularly difficult time. So Jo, what's going on? Why is the South African market suffering?
Well, it's really due to a combination of three main factors, and the key one being the weak South African rand versus the US dollar. Well, the rand has been weak for a few months now. It's definitely got worse since the new year. Market participants describe it as collapsing on the floor, and it's got down to a five-year low. At the moment, the rand is in the 1090s versus the US dollar, which is very weak indeed. And the weak rand makes it very difficult for importers to do business. It makes imported volumes, which are priced in dollars, particularly expensive. And at the moment, the situation is made worse because international producers have been trying to push through January price hikes. One South African distributor said last week that its customers were shocked when they returned to work after the Christmas holiday, you know, just seeing the change in prices caused by the weak rand. Furthermore, a combination of the weak rand and relatively low domestic prices for PE and PP mean that it's just not an attractive country for many international producers to do business in.
Okay, what is the second factor impacting the market?
Well, there's also a reduced availability of certain grades of polyethylene, particularly low-density PE and, to some extent, high-density PE. And market participants speak of LDPE having been short for 4 or 5 months now. And while there are international shortages of low-density and obviously less international business being done in South Africa because of the weak rand, distributors have also spoken of availability issues at a local producer's plant. One distributor said this week that people are only receiving around a third of their LDPE volumes that they've been ordering. However, in response to this, the producer in question said its plants are definitely operating normally and that it's merely in a stock-building phase at present. Furthermore, the producer stressed that availability has improved a lot since the fourth quarter of 2013, but certain grades can still be a bit tight at times. Furthermore, the producer said that if customers are not receiving their full orders, it could also be linked to credit issues.
You said there was a third factor too.
Yes, the third factor is extremely high costs at the moment for essentials like electricity and fuel. These are causing a serious problem at the moment. Sources also mentioned the introduction of toll roads around Johannesburg. This obviously pushes up transport costs, production costs, and it also affects consumers' spending ability, which in turn impacts demand in the packaging industry. So overall, it's quite a gloomy picture for South Africa at the moment. Participants say the outlook is uncertain, but obviously people hope that the rand will start to recover again in the not too distant future.
Absolutely. Great. Well, thanks for explaining that, Jo. Please join us again for the next installment of ISIS Pep Talk, or catch up with all the latest news at ISIS.com. For ISIS here in London, I'm Helena Strathern.